So dear learners, in this week, we discussed three different topics in three different modules. In the very first module, we discussed how to write an effective project proposal for getting the grants. In academics, the getting research grant is utmost important. How we can incubate an idea, how we should write it effectively with the coherence and cohesion in your writing, establishing the rationale, identifying the research gaps, and defining the aim and objectives. Then in the second module, we discussed how to plan a scientific abstract for conferences. It should be a power-packed, short, very concise writing of about one para or maximum two paragraphs. How we can effectively submit a book chapter proposal or book proposal to a publisher. A book must have the USP, like effective presentation, quality contents, reader friendliness, and overall, it should be able to give the contents in the high standards. That too, the utmost important thing is reader friendliness. And in the third module, we discussed open educational resources. Openly available educational resources. The journey began with the open courseware of the MIT. The term open content and OER were coined. Why they are needed? What was the need? Technological need, demographical need, all the needs, drivers we studied, the timeline we studied, and thereafter we studied what is the importance of open licenses in open educational resources. The six different licenses we studied and learned how to use them in your educational resources. So if you have any doubt regarding any topic of any module, please come and participate in the discussion forum and don't skip your weekly graded quiz. Happy learning!